Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Welcome to this as well as your own family or personal altar daily to receive divine direction from God. After, forward it to all on your contact so they too can be blessed. Welcome to Tuesday, day 19 in May. As usual, open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with amen and receive it. Today is your day. God has been blessing you before, but what is coming your way today and this week, you have never seen or experienced it before. A strange help, favor, assistance are coming your way and those of your children. Let's do this. Find something to use as a point of contact for the next prophetic declaration I will make over your life. Something connecting to your business, investment, your career, your ministry, your programs and your project, a document, an object, all traders, marketers, producers, content creators, owners, professionals, goods and services providers, pastors, you can take your message notebook, student, your matric number, your ID, your ATM card, credit and debit card, complimentary card, take something connected to your assignment, to your children, a photograph, their clothes, their book, their shoes. Hold them up and pray over them on your own quietly. Describe the miracle you want over each of the items. If it is not possible for you to gather all these things now, still receive the prayer. But when it is possible for you, whether at home or office, and it is convenient, gather these things and replay this message back and pray the prayer. I want to pray. It's a long prayer. Be responding with amen. I anoint my tongue and I kneel down before God on this altar. I begin to prophesy. Every item lifted before the Lord today becomes a prophetic point of contact for testimonies in Jesus' name. I decree over your assignment, your business, your programs, and your project. Receive divine backing and unstoppable progress. Every spirit of delay, stagnation and frustration working against your expectations is hereby broken by Holy Ghost fire. As Moses lifted up the rod before God, may these items you are raising up become instrument of miracles, breakthroughs, and supernatural intervention. I prophesy, doors that have been closed against your business and destiny before begin to open on their own accord. Let the favor of God rest upon every document, proposal, application, contract, and assignment represented as you lift them up. Wherever your name and this project are mentioned, may you receive approval and acceptance. I command every buried opportunity connected to your destiny to resurrect now in the power of God. Every good thing delayed concerning your life, receive divine acceleration. I decree that your labor shall not be in vain. You shall see tangible result and visible reward. Every satanic embargo placed on your finances, your career and ministry is hereby lifted. I prophesy supernatural wisdom, creativity, insight, and excellence over the work of your hand. From today, I prophesy, may kings, helpers, and destiny connectors, financial supporters, locate you and your children. Every handwriting of failure, rejection, and disappointment against your expectations is wiped away by the blood of Jesus. I declare your project will not collapse, your vision will not die, and your effort will not be in vain. Receive miracle phone calls, divine emails, urgent favor, and unexpected breakthrough this season. Every power sitting upon your promotion, your expansion, your visa, your citizenship, and your green card is hereby unseated. I decree that what took others years to achieve, God will cause you to accomplish it speedily by His mercy. Your business shall flourish. Your programs will succeed. Your assignments shall excel. And your project shall prosper beyond your expectation. Before this month is over, may these items you have listed, lifted, return with undeniable testimonies with celebration, with enlargement, in Jesus' mighty name. Say amen, amen, amen. Yes, God will even surpass your expectation. Right? May 19th celebrant, your birthday prayers. Your birthday is blessed. Your life is blessed. You will live long and do well. Happy birthday. Right? Let's move to testimonies and be connecting to this testimony by faith, also by seed if you can. Calvary greetings, Pastor, and all my TPJ family. I return all thanks to God for blessing me through Pastor Femi Emmanuel's prayer. He asked us to raise our phones and pray that we shall receive a lot from expected and unexpected sources. Someone that I never expected anything from just sent $100,000 to me without demanding. It can only be God. I'll send my tithe to the assets account of the commission. Thank you, Pastor, for your prayers. You did it well. Anytime we are blessed financially, 10% is God's portion in our earning. Send it. Bigger doors will open. Somebody said, this month of May, Daddy told us to hold a new item and to request for new things that we want in the month. I did, and I requested for a new phone because my old phone was giving me a problem. To God be the glory. I got a new phone of my choice on Saturday, May 9. Hallelujah. Thanksgiving offering already sent to Zenith account of the commission. Thank you, Daddy, for allowing God to use you to bless us. More grace. Wow. Every old item for which you desire a change, a new one, receive the grace now. Say amen. I want to thank God for his infinite mercy and love for me and my family. God has been using my brothers abroad to support me and my other siblings financially, paying our house rent. God used them to pay our house rent of $2 million this year. And God has healed me of knee pain injury. Daddy, please pray that God will continue to bless my brothers and provide for them in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. Consider it done. God will be blessing them. Another one, I want to testify and give thanks to God for promotion at my place of work and approval of my immigration application. Indeed, may his name be praised forever. Yes, another person said, oh, our God is the God of pleasant surprises. I didn't have any money to support myself. I was drowning so much in debt, running into six figures, that it was already affecting my head. But the Father heard my prayers and sent me someone to assist me. I have cleared all my debts now. I have enough to start my dream business, and I'm now healthy. Hallelujah. Our God is awesome. I have sent my thanksgiving seed offering. God bless you, Daddy, mightily. Jesus' name be praised. Wow. Anyone owing now, God will wipe off that debt. Another person. I have come to return all glory and adoration and praises to God for coming through for me at the right time when I needed him desperately. My testimony is that God provided a new job for me and helped me to break out from a toxic, hostile work environment in my former company. Thank you very much, Jesus Christ, for your timely help, favor, and divine assistance. Wow. Toxic work environment, toxic marriages. God will intervene for everyone that is affected. I want to appreciate God for his visitation in my life. Daddy instructed us to sow a sacrificial seed of 1,400 naira only. I obeyed before I woke up. That morning, a client credited my account for a job. Another client also credited my account before the end of yesterday. I have returned to give all glory to God. Wow! 1,400 seed on day 14 Passover. People are still doing it. Do your own. Yesterday I announced day 18, 18,000 naira, the 1,800, or its equivalent. People are doing it. I thank God for the grace upon TPGF and listeners' life that you don't see giving and sacrifice as exploitative. You see it as an opportunity and a privilege to get the kingdom of God growing, and the power of God is backing you up. You can still do your own. The 1,400, the 18,000, the 1,800, the 5,000 connected to business increase. People are still doing it. If it will stress you, don't do it. But if you can, go ahead and do it. Now, I announce Abeokuta Conference is starting this Friday and Saturday, June 19 and 20. Venue is Baptist Conference Hall, opposite Technical College, Idiaba, Abeokuta. Two telephone numbers to call for more information, directing your people in Abeokuta to the venue. 0802-322-1646. Second number, 0817-00-84869. TPGF members, all leaders, upcoming ministers, PFN, CAN members, all, Abeokuta would be great this Friday evening and Saturday morning. The UK Manchester Conference is also counting down. Day is Friday and Saturday, June 19 and 20. Venue is Manchester Conference Center, Pendulum Hotel, Pendulum Suite, Sackville Street, Manchester, M13BB. Telephone number for further inquiry, for booking and knowing all the arrangement, Adeola, 074-111-28401. Pastor Franklin, 079-178-97088. Be calling and be chatting now. I bless God for the life of TPGF members. Your giving grace is awesome. Please sow those seeds if it will not stress you. If it will stress you, don't sow it. When God has blessed you enough, begin to do it. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day.